at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
YouTube, don't do this to me.
Hey, everybody. America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, heading into another weekend of big sports and sports of all sorts.
And at the another top of, YouTube mishap.
Exactly. At the top of the show, talking about mishaps, boy, there are a couple of guys who will go down in the history books as liar, liar, pants on fire, I think, ultimately, in including a lot of the reverb over Lance Armstrong. And yes, we knew this was all coming, and yes, there are other bigger fish to fry, but Armstrong, I think his admission to Oprah Winfrey that he lied and that he used Van performance-enhancing drugs is, hey, just a little bit too late. Did he hurt anyone? Did he murder anybody? No. Did he hurt people? Yes. He threatened many people in the cycling world. And he, you know, ultimately hurt the integrity of the sport that he says that he loves. I don't deny that he's competitive and that he was looking to level the playing field because other people were also doing it. But that's just excuses. And there was no great excuse for his denials in the past and cheating and waiting to take so long in the seven Tour de France's. And I think there's people that are going to come after him, frankly, and try to sue him. And they may win some of those lawsuits. So continuing on that theme about Lance Armstrong, we have another... we've got another cheater, hoaxer, liar, we're not sure, it just gets curious and curious and more curious, is this Notre Dame student, Manti Te'o, who made up a fake tale, we think, we don't even know, was he duped or was he the dupee, about a girlfriend who was sick. And the problem with this is she died. It was supposedly the death of this girlfriend. So many people got involved in it that there were folks who had cancer or leukemia or other things and really embraced this linebacker for Notre Dame who was up for the Heisman, who went to the national title game. And then this comes out that was he the victim of a sick joke that resulted in the creation of this inspirational story that had him overcoming the death of an online girlfriend of all things at the same time he lost his grandmother and, you know, how emotional he was when he left the field after getting, you know, just annihilated by Alabama 42-14. So, like I said, just so strange that this Notre Dame linebacker might have made up this story and we don't really know where it's going. Here was the reaction from some of the Notre Dame students.
we are the student body that does support him, and I think that you have to let him speak, and I think that most people are rational enough to listen to his side. You have to at least hear his side before final judgments are made.
I talked to a former Notre Dame teammate of Manti Te'o's today who said that many players knew that this wasn't really Te'o's girlfriend, but that it was a good story and that Te'o always seemed more than happy to play along.
It was absolutely shocking that someone made up an existence of a person. There's no one could have foreseen that. But there was enough doubt from players and that had spread on campus to believe that something was up with this situation.
We fully support Manti Te'o. He was our leader of our football team this year. We're rocking the Lays in support of him. Whatever happened today or in the past 3 months was a terrible tragedy, and if it was a hoax, it's terrible.
Read the article, was shocked. My jaw was slacked open. It was a whole dilemma.
All right, what a dilemma that is. Charles in charge, you've been following this along since I started doing it on the show, and that's why we interrupted our regularly scheduled Billy Joel to bring you the saga of Lance Armstrong and this Notre Dame linebacker. Can you imagine coming up with a wild story where you have the nation just feeling so sorry for you, and then it turns out that it's all just made up?
You know, this is a soul pop sad songwriter's dream come true.
It is, isn't it?
Yep.
It is, and we don't know what the end story is going to be here for him, because if I were him, I would just fess up. If he and his friend created this whole thing, I would just say it. Hey, listen, we were the ones who were pulling the prank on all of you, but it's going to hurt him.
If he's lucky, he'll get an NBC family special.
That's right. Or at least he's trending high on Twitter and Facebook and all of those things. All right, also trending high is reaction still over the president's proposals when it comes to gun controls, whether we're talking about... Yeah. Well, the lame ducks, what will they do? Whether we're talking about guns and registering guns and the background checks or assault-type weapons, I don't think we're going to see a ban on that, or some of the other things of the 23 executive actions that were proposed. They weren't quite... didn't have the teeth of the orders that many people feared, but definitely he's not wavering on what he thinks. Jay Carney, the White House flack, had this to say earlier in the day about going way beyond the Constitution.
He also made clear that we have an obligation, and American citizens, including our most vulnerable youngest American citizens, have rights too, and we have an obligation to uphold those rights.
Without a doubt, here's my solution. I said a long, long, long time ago, how about a retired detective cop, whatever, get them on the premises of the schools. And a lot of schools are already doing this and have been doing it for quite some time. Governor Rick Perry from Texas says the big problem here is using a sad tragedy to ignite the fires for gun control.
We need to be looking at this whole mental health issue substantially more than we are using these death of these young children to further a political cause.
All right.
We didn't start the fire, Rick.
Yeah, we didn't start the fire. That is true. And here's the thing. I wish we could wave a magic wand and go back over what happened in Connecticut. And let's hope we don't have anything like this happen in the very near future. However, the further we get away from it, the more that emotion will come out of it as far as the guns are concerned. Although there are a lot of people that are amping up for a very, very big fight. We're going to lighten the load doing a little movies next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century Woo-hoo. America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything.
For our cheap review, Zero Dark 30, raking in the dough, topping the box office numbers, $24.4 million. A Haunted House might surprise you, $18.1 million. Gangsta Squad, which came out last week, $17.1 million. Django Unchained, $11 million. Les Mis, $9.6 million. The Hobbit's still hanging in there, $9.2 million. And this is just current box office numbers, so not stuff that was already out there before, because the numbers would actually be a lot higher. Lincoln, $6.3 million, and then so on and so forth down the line. Some pretty interesting stuff out there. If you're a moviegoer or you haven't been to the movies in a while, there are a few that would be worth seeing, I think. Or put them on your short list for Redbox or Netflix or whatever it is that you might get when you can get them cheaper and you can be in the comfort of your own home. After a while, you get pretty spoiled when you have your thing set up the way you want it set up. But some movies are just, frankly, better on the big screen. One of the movies coming out this week has potential. I don't know if you necessarily have to run out and go and see it, but it has potential as something you might want to look up in the future. It stars a couple of names that you would recognize. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Russell Crowe is in it. Mark Wahlberg is in it. And the movie is called Broken City. Take a listen.
Here's our guy.
Yes, man.
You ever do any hunting? You would be a natural.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm following you, man.
I need you to find the son of a bitch who's sleeping with my wife.
Consider it done. All right, Katie, you're my eyes. What do we have?
Oh, I got him. And it's good, Billy. This is not what you think it is.
You're about to see the bigger picture.
What the hell's this got to do with you?
That's what you do now, Billy. You set up execution.
I didn't ask questions. I gave him pictures, and I walked away.
Your husband set me up, and I'm going to destroy him for it. Times Square of the Dead.
You know who I am?
He's like a damn phantom. We need to find out what he wants. Because he wants justice, sir. Nobody gets that.
No one man should have all that power.
You ever think why I chose you? Because I own you.
You couldn't if you tried.
Broken City, rated R.
That was an accident.
Bring a free advanced screening to your city. Go to BrokenCityMovie.com to demand it.
I demand to have a free screening now. I want it free, too. So it's got the two R's, redemption and revenge. Russell Crowe plays the mayor in this, and former Marky Mark boy, Mark Wahlberg, plays an ex-cop. And you heard a little bit of that play out there. 1 hour, 49 minutes, not bad, because you throw in the previews if you felt like going out to the movie theater, and it wouldn't be one that would keep you there for way too long when your attention span starts to wane. All right, our next movie is getting a lot of buzz. If you watch any tube, you plop on the couch, you probably have seen little snippets of this already. And why? Because Sly Stallone is back in business. And the movie is called The Last Stand.
It looks like a war zone down there.
Sheriff, almost didn't recognize you in plain clothes.
Why isn't it a day off? Should be a quiet weekend.
We have a situation.
We've got a cartel with heavy firepower headed towards the border. And there's a strong chance of coming your way.
I've seen enough blood and death. I know what's coming.
I'm not gonna let that guy come through our town. How to fight.
Very nice.
How are you, Sheriff?
Old.
Bring everything you got.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the Sheriff.
Wow, you're looking jacked. You've been working out?
All right, so not Sly Stallone. He's got a movie that's coming out soon. This one has also been getting a lot of airplay, too, and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, as you just heard there. How can you not recognize his accent?
Get to the chopper.
Exactly.
Do you have an accent, Kate? Do you have? Can you imitate him?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. I'll be back, Maria. Mark my words. 7 years of being the governor of California, now he's back to the movie business because he needs money. He's getting divorced, all that stuff. It's called The Last Stand. And you heard it there, obviously, shoot him up, that kind of stuff. That's vintage Schwarzenegger. And so that's smart for him to come back that way. Actually, he did a couple of comedies that were funny, but Kindergarten Cop, these are 100 years ago, however. This is where he fits in best. Remember
Cop.
Yeah. That was a popular movie.
Last
Terminator.
Hero.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, though. Remember that? That was in 2003. So, can Arnold carry the movie? That's the key. Can he carry the movie? We don't know. And, you know, there's a ton of Schwarzenegger flicks. Predator, Terminator, True Lies, Total Recall, Conan the Barbarian, Commando, The Running Man, Twins. It's good. Yeah, he's not going to make the Governator. He needs to stay away from that. Oh, he doesn't want to get in trouble there. So we've got another one for you, too, and it's called The Mama.
Victoria and Lily were found in deplorable conditions. Their parents gone. Alone in the wilderness for at least 5 years.
Hey, Victoria.
How they survived is unexplainable.
I'm your daddy's brother. Remember, Uncle Luke? With a loving family environment.
Victoria and Lily have a real chance at a normal life.
You sure about this?
Nope.
Annabelle, you can call me that, or whatever you'd like.
There's no way these girls are ready for this. And there is no way that I am ready for this.
How have they been affected?
They talk to the dogs.
And what did they say? It'll get better.
Mama. 1 hour, 40 minutes, PG-13. You get the gist. The sister's disappearing without a trace. Their uncle and his girlfriend have been searching for them. And ooh, be careful what you wish for. One of the stars of this movie, Jessica Chastain. She is also the star of Zero Dark Thirty. She's been getting a lot of play lately, a lot of movies. So Mama could end up being kind of a little sleeper hit. And certainly when it comes to rentals, I think this will be a big rental. So you could go see Arnold. You could go see the drama with Russell Crowe and Mark Wahlberg. Or you
Skyfall,
as Charles in Charge says. That's the best, hands down. The Adele song, worth it. Worth it to see that on the big screen. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. In the break, we repaired the bus. We did. And we're ready to rock to the mailbag without further ado.
Mail?
Oh my, oh my. I think I'm on the OWN network right now. So, mail's here.
Mail?
Let's go to it. Oh my, oh my. Oh, the
first
one. I was
trying to do my impression of that 80s guy.
I know, it was really good, that 80s guy. So, here's our first one. This one is from Burton, who says, Lance, too little, too late. Who cares about Lance Armstrong? We knew he was dirty from the get-go. He tried to nail a bunch of people. I think he is just one SOB. He is a nasty dude who talks about himself in the third person. Lance Armstrong admitting to using PEDs during his interview with Oprah Winfrey. What an idiot. He should have had his 7 Tour de Frances taken away from him. I hope nobody employs him again and that a lot of people sue him because he destroyed a lot of people's reputations. Yeah, he won those 7 in a row from 99 to 2005, and he was forced to give them up because that was it. He knew it. He knew he was done after 11 of his teammates said, hey, Lance, you know, he's doping. And because they were part of the whole doping thing. Once the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency had the 1,000-page report in October, and they had the testimony from those teammates, you knew they were going to strip Armstrong of the titles. He loses all his endorsements. Of course he does. And then he has to walk away from the Livestrong Cancer Charity that he founded in 97, and he raised a lot of money and I think has disappointed a lot of people through that, too, as well. So he's done in all of those areas, but is he done in most people's minds? This is a two-part interview. We did an hour and a half on the Oprah Winfrey Network with Oprah for the Thursday night deal. Then he's got a Friday night deal where he's talking to her again. They split up the interview, in other words, because realizing, hey, we're going to get some mileage out of this thing. He was pretty open about almost everything that that he talked about, except for a few things. He didn't want to talk about other people who helped the whole performance-enhancing scheme on the USPS team that he was part of, the United States Post Office team. And that there were a couple of other areas where he didn't want to talk about it either, like the whole Tour de Suisse thing, the conspiring with the allegations of conspiring with the people of the International Cycling Union to cover it up, and in exchange for him giving them money, he said it wasn't true, that kind of stuff. When he was pressed for it, he came up with some cockamamie kind of answer, but he otherwise pretty much straightforward after that. I think he's going to get slammed with a lot of libel suits. I think people are going to go after Lance Armstrong, and he's going to end up, his lawyer is going to be busy. He may end up settling cases. I'm not sure, but I think that that's most likely what's going to happen because he really, really went after people pretty hard. Let's go to another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Hello, Ms. Delaney. What fun you seem to be having with Nail the Score the other day. I just have to tell you that. It's always fun to listen to the people who call in and to hear you break down the games. Games of a different sort, though. Lance Armstrong, I have to say, I was a big fan of Lance Armstrong's. He made me watch the Tour de France. As many Americans would probably say, they knew very little about cycling. Not that it's not a popular sport in its own right, somewhat, but I don't think that there were massive U.S. viewers. After Lance, though, he really put cycling on the map for Americans. It's just too darn bad that he wasn't honest about it. When they really started to squeeze him and it was obvious, he should have just told the truth. If he had told the truth, he probably would have been forgiven. Now he'll be forgotten. That's my last word on it. Peace out. Have a good one. All right, how about this from, let's see here, Joe in Illinois. What a bully Lance Armstrong is. I only watched a little bit of that Oprah Winfrey thing. I could only watch a little bit of it. I didn't want to watch much more. It is depressing to me as I really believed in Lance Armstrong. I am one of the guys that mostly follows the Big Four, especially football, but I cannot believe what Lance Armstrong was trying to peddle to all of us. He had a chance to come forward many, many times. He should have never gone after many of the people in his life the way he did. People that liked him, trusted him, and loved him. He threw them away. And that's the saddest part of the whole thing. And you could certainly see that in some of the questions and what was taking place in the little bit that I saw. Cycling is done for most people because it's nothing but a bunch of dopers. If there is anyone that's clean, they have no shot at winning this thing until they really straighten it out. Well, I think they're doing that. We talked to a cycling expert another hour of the previous hour of the show, and they've got the biological passports, and they can always look at those, test that. They're testing them constantly, and there are ways, I'm sure, to still trick the system, but it's getting a lot harder. What will be interesting is, will people still watch a Tour de France when the times slow down with between the mountain climbs and the straightaways and the time trials? You still have incredible athletes, and you'll still see, I think, incredible feats, but you might not get the times for the people that you're getting with people who are obviously blood doping, because the blood, the oxygenated blood, what's going back into them, it makes them stronger and helps them with these hard races up the mountain stages and whatnot. So that's what probably will happen. The times, I think the times will be a little bit slower. All right, here's one from Adam in California. And Adam says, wow, all this week listening and waiting to see what's going to happen with the guns issue. I heard you say you didn't think that much would change, and if there was a common ground area, it probably would be over the background checks. I agree, although there still is some tricky things to navigating it, but I don't believe we're going to see anything different with assault weapons of any sort or when it comes to ammunition. There's too much blowback on that, and with gun control, we've been there, we've done that, it ain't happening, Kate. I don't think so either. I think there's lots of conversation. It's going to be definitely, for at least another 4 or 5 months, heavy in the minds of some people because of the deaths in Connecticut, sadly. But maybe something changes with checks, and maybe something changes with mental health issues. But then that's sticky, too, because how do you, you know, lots of people deal with depression. Does everybody who takes a pill for something, are they labeled as people who are heavy risks for owning a gun? It could get pretty much in one of those areas where we're trampling on other people's rights, for goodness sake, just because they happen to have some kind of mental illness. Now, I'm all for beefing up the mental illness thing, and I'm all for looking for the red flags of, wow, that guy's going off the rails. Sadly, remember the old joke used to be, hey, they're going to go postal because you had so many postal worker incidents. But, you know, with these mass shootings, people will say afterwards, hey, he seemed a little bit like a loner, seemed like this, seemed a little off. But nobody was anywhere near to stopping Adam Lanza or to stopping James Holmes, the guy who went into the Colorado movie theater, which, by the way, opened up on Thursday, reopened. Nobody was close to stopping them. Or Cho, the guy who opened fire at Virginia, nobody was close to stopping him either, and he had a history of mental illness, so perhaps there'd be something that was a little more clear on to what, you know, who could get these checks with the mental health that would stop them, prevent somebody like that from getting the guns. And then as I let that leave my lips, they can get guns. There's other ways to get guns. So maybe providing the service, getting people help, reaching out to people, then maybe they don't go off into the deep end and decide that they're going to be the perpetrator of a mass shooting. For that end, I think that we need to do a better job there if there is the possibility of that. All right, this one from Randy Maroney. I like that name, Randy Maroney. Randy Maroney says, wow, Joe Biden, right on, brother. Katie, Kate, I'm very surprised at you coming from the Northeast. You have to agree with some of what Biden said. I'm not really quite sure, but I understand the reluctance of a lot of people as to giving up guns for the fear that it becomes across the board ridiculous and all are taken away. But how many mags does somebody need? They're not doing anything good with those mags, in my opinion, with all that ammunition, other than trying to go after human flesh, because it makes no sense if they're hunting for animals. All of this makes no sense, as a matter of fact, and it's a shame that we don't have more conversations before an event so catastrophic happens. All right, how about this one from Liz Hill? Liz says, guns, guns, guns. I do believe you are right. Ms. Delaney will be talking about guns throughout probably a big chunk of 2013. And it is because of the sad story of those innocent souls taken away in Newtown, Connecticut. I think we're still going to have states deciding what to do. And most of the people on the Hill are going to try to sit on that fence that you think they shouldn't sit on. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up on the flip side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Of We Can Count, and oh yes, we can. We can count the ways that people are reacting to a whole bunch of things across America, including this one. This is like a fairy tale fantasy, makes no sense, scratch your head. The Manti Te'o scandal is now so big, it's in, I think they're saying 30, 35 posts, something like that, that the sports world is just buzzing about the Notre Dame linebacker and his alleged girlfriend, a woman he said died during the Irish's march toward the national championship game. Well, guess what? She never existed. So you have fans, you have media, you have everybody just pounding down to find out how someone could fool him for so long. But some people think that Teo was in on the hoax. The university says no. He says no. The story broke midweek and spread like wildfire through social media. There was massive anger and disbelief over, how he could have made it up, how he could have invented this whole thing, and why would he invent the whole thing? Why would he do that? Get people excited about him and get them excited about, you know, his race to the national title and then ultimately the humiliation of that because they got slaughtered by Bama, but the fact that he was probably going to go tops in the NFL draft, and he still might go high in the draft, but it's a very strange, twisted, crazy story that makes no sense. And if they had some weird hoax and then it became a big national story and it just got away from them, oh well, and it became even bigger than they could have imagined, him and maybe a teammate, because they're saying a teammate set up some kind of a Twitter account or some other Facebook account too with the name of this girl. And if that's true, then obviously it was a ruse, a hoax on everybody else. And a lot of people aren't taking too kindly to it because he became like this sympathetic figure. People already liked him. They liked the way he played, but he then turns into something completely different. All right, speaking of scams, how about this one? The Cuban birth certificate scam. The feds say the birth certificates weren't legitimate and the undocumented immigrants trying to get them weren't Cuban. A federal judge in Florida has sentenced several people for conspiring to commit immigration fraud. Say it's not so. I can't imagine that happens there very much. The defendants made about $500,000 selling forged Cuban birth certificates to undocumented immigrants and helping them fill out the fraudulent U.S. immigration forms. Imagine that. What was the idea? The idea is they were trying to exploit a U.S. law that allows Cubans, the immigrants anyway, to apply for permanent residency if they've been in the United States for more than a year. So they broke up the ring. They found out about the scheme, and they were able to ultimately arrest several people in connection to this, and I have a feeling they're going to do some serious jail time in involving this. I think so. We move on to something we talked about a lot here on America Tonight, and that was the whole flu thing. Whether you were getting a flu vaccination, whether you wanted to get one and they were out of it in your neighborhood, the CDC released a whole bunch of information about how the vaccine is so necessary. But when it's supposed to be a good match to the virus, because that's always what it is, does the vaccine match the virus? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually is estimating that the vaccine is only 62% effective. So wait, you want me to get this vaccine? It's 62% effective. I hope it works. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. How about you? Are you feeling it? So this is a big contrast to U.S. policy. The World Health Organization recommends only 6 priority populations get the flu shot. And the 6 groups are, ready for this? If you are living in a nursing home, people with chronic medical conditions like asthma, people who are older, pregnant women, healthcare workers, and kids from 6 months to 2 years, because they're much more vulnerable. Otherwise, forget about it. So if you get the flu vaccine, are you covered? The answer is maybe, maybe not. We're not even really sure on that. Doesn't make any sense. And I bet there's plenty of people that don't know the full scoop. They don't know, oh, really, that's the amount I'm covered. They're just going, they're rolling up their sleeves, they're getting the flu shot, and they think, I'm good to go. The guy down the street got the flu, and it was awful. So I rushed in, I got to get this, and that's it. I'm going to have it. I'm going to do it. And you have no idea. You're not full on covered. You're not covered with this. Uh-uh. How about this? The Dow, which we've seen now, has gone up somewhat. It was a pretty decent day for stocks, but the Dow ends near a 5-year high. So U.S. stocks really, really rallied on Thursday. A 5-year high is a very big deal and worth mentioning on this show since we're talking about numbers in this segment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ rose 0.6%. The S&P 500 closed at a new 5-year high. Good numbers for housing. We talked to somebody this week about the housing numbers, new homes being built in December. So the drop in unemployment claims, that raises hopes. Maybe there's some traction. Maybe not, but it's if it's a false bottom, it's a false bottom. Because I know a lot of people that are looking and are really stringing jobs together, but okay, whatever. It works. Negative news sinks the stocks. Positive news makes them rise. We get that, don't we? It's pretty simple. Every time we have something negative that happens, you know it's going to tank the stocks. You know, it was a battery that grounded the Boeing 787 Dreamliners? Yep. And why is that? To reduce weight on the plane, Boeing relied on these lithium-ion batteries, the same that you get in your laptops, for goodness sake, or your mobile phones. And the batteries produce a lot of power for their weight, so they have problems. It's the batteries that caught on fire, remember, in laptops a few years ago, which is so surprising they wouldn't test that. You know, I have one of those gel things that you put underneath the laptop for that reason, because I thought, oh, when they started talking about laptops catching on fire, it's worth it to have that cooling gel. It doesn't cost very much. Or you put something underneath it, for goodness sake, whatever it is, your kid's notebook, just in case. So, and after all is said and done, that's what it was that that grounded them. Lithium is the lightest of all metals, as you all know. So its ions hold energy more efficiently. I mean, really, if you looked at it, it's more than twice as much per unit of weight as, guess what, a nickel cadmium battery has. That's crazy. So, of course, for Boeing, they thought, well, this is great. I mean, think of the hydraulics, a lighter plane. There's a lot of selling points to that. But this is what happens. I guess they didn't really think it through. The batteries were also about 40% more effective than the other ones they had before, and they might not hold a charge very well after a few years. So that turned out to not be such a great idea. It's one of those things, sounded good, but in reality, didn't play out that way. It blew up in their faces, right? All right, here's something else that I think you'll find of interest since this is a numbers deal here. When we talk about money, I happened to catch this story, and I don't even know where I saw this story, but it was pretty interesting to me. Think about when you go to the ATMs. They're saying that new ATMs dispense $1 and $5 bills. Why is that a big deal? Well, probably longer lines now at the ATMs because you haven't really been able to do that. So Chase and PNC have these ATMs that will churn out exact change to the dollar, which allows customers to withdraw denominations that are much lower, a buck and five. You know, usually it's denominations of 20. So the ATMs are free for the customers of those banks, but then the other people that go and use it, of course, the out-of-network fees apply. But that is a very big deal. I think a lot of people will take advantage of that. Any thoughts on the show? Oh, the beautiful thing is we welcome your comments. Send them to us at americatonight.net.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from Disaster Stuff.